让我们以祷告来开始。
God, thank you for this morning.
亲爱的主，我们为今天感谢你。
Thank you for the privilege to worship you.
谢谢你，我们有敬拜你的权益。
Please be with us as we study your word today.
当我们学习你话语的时候，求你和我们同在。我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。Amen.
Can anyone share anything that last week's worship showed you about God's grace?
有没有人可以分享，就是上个星期的敬拜让你看到神的恩典？
Or about God at all?
或者关于神的？ Anyone want to say anything?
Anyone?
有没有想到？我就说保罗说他好像是有一个精英啊，在这个犹太就是那个学术水平很高，是希伯来人所生的希伯来人，但是他真的觉得这一切跟神相比就是像一个像粪土一样，这个是让我。
All right, we were looking at worship in the early church.
我们看到了在初期教会的敬拜。
In the second century.
然后第二世纪的敬拜。
And then at the end of last week, I began looking at worship in the Middle Ages.
然后呢，上次课结束的时候，我讲了中世纪的敬拜。
I told you that in the fourth century, things began to change dramatically for the church.
我们上次讲到，在第四世纪开始的时候呢，教会的状况开始有一个巨大的变化。
Instead of persecution, they are now a position of political power.
他们以前是被逼迫的，现在呢，确实在政治上有权势。
Instead of the emperor opposing the church, the emperor says, "I'm a believer."
以前呢，那皇帝呢是抵挡教会、逼迫教会，现在皇帝说，哦，我现在也是信徒、信主的。
And the worship becomes much more grand than in the earlier church.
所以到这个时候呢，那个敬拜的这个崇拜的方式呢。这个风格呢，就跟初期教会就变得更宏，完全不同，就很宏伟了。
You have beautiful cathedrals that portray the majesty of God.
你有这个宏伟的大教堂，真的就是向你描述了神的伟大庄严。
Beautiful choirs.
然后很美的那个乐团。
Dramatic worship.
然后这个敬拜都是很引人注目的。
But there's also dangers.
但是在这个时候也有危险。
The beauty, the artistic becomes more important sometimes than the spiritual side of worship.
就是这个敬拜的这个艺术的方面，这个美胜过了这个属灵的敬拜的属灵的层面。
The service is in Latin.
这个整个的敬拜的时候所用的语言都是拉丁语。
Most of the people don't understand
the language.
这
参加的人，这老百姓都不懂拉丁语。
In fact, many of the priests did not understand it.
实际上呢，连那个神父他们也不懂拉丁语。
They learned to read the words, but they didn't know what they meant.
他们学会读这个词，但是他并不知道这个读的词的意思是什么。
There was little involvement from the people.
然后呢，参与的会众呢，他们基本上没有什么，就没有什么参与。
The center of the service was the observance of the Lord's Supper.
这个敬拜的中心就是主的圣餐。
But now instead of a meal shared by the congregation,
本来原来是就是整个会众呢，大家是分享就是主的圣餐。
The priest drank the wine himself.
然后呢
On behalf of the congregation,
这个神父呢就代表这个会众呢他先喝这个葡萄汁
shared the bread, only the bread with the layman,
只有呢会众呢只能领圣餐里边只能领这个饼
and that was just at Easter,
而且只能在复活节的时候领圣餐
for most of the time, the congregation watched the people up front do the worship,
所以呢绝大多数时候呢就是会众呢只是看着在前面的人呢他们的敬拜。
In fact, this is jumping ahead a little bit.
然后我们再往现在先跳到以后的时间一点。
But to give you an idea of how uninvolved people were in worship.
给你们一些就是当时的这个会众跟这个敬拜简直就是完全脱节，让你们当时是怎么情况呢，给你们讲一下。
In England,
在英国
after the king ordered that an English Bible be kept in every church,
那个英国的国王就下令说每个教会都要有一本英文的圣经。
A large Bible in English was put in the back of every cathedral.
在每一个大教堂的后边呢就放一本大大的英文的圣经。
Chained to a desk because books were very, very expensive.
因为那时候的那个书啊非常非常的贵重非常的宝贵所以那个圣经呢是有个链子把它锁在那个后边的书桌上。
And they soon had a problem.
很快就有一个问题。
Because the priest would be in the front doing the service.
因为呢这个神父呢是在教堂的前边就是在带领这个
就是敬拜。But many of the people would gather in the back.
但是很多这个参与的参加的人呢就跑到后边。
Listening as someone read the Bible out loud in English.
就听了有人开始用这个因为他们是用英文就大声的读这个圣经他们可以听。
And eventually Parliament passed a law that the Bible could not be read during the service.
所以最终呢这个国会呢议会呢就下了就通过了一条法律就是说在敬拜的时候不可以读圣经。
Because the people were much more interested in hearing the Bible in the back than they were the service in the front.
因为呢大家更感兴趣的是听到在这个教堂的后部有人在听圣经而不是听这个前边的这个神父所主领的这个敬拜。
Now I think we need that law for WeChat and Facebook.
我想我们是不是也需要这样一个法律跟大家就是来进这个微信啊和这个脸书。
But what happens is the service becomes very grand in the Middle Ages, but the people are not involved.
就是这个敬拜呢变得越来越宏伟，但是人们却越来越没有参与。
In fact, let me just give you another example of what this looks like.
再给你另外一个当时的场景。
Any of you know the term hocus pocus?
大家都知道那个 hocus pocus 这个词吗？
What is hocus pocus?
Hocus pocus 是什么意思呢？谁能解释一下？
When a magician is doing his tricks.
就是美国就是说当你 hocus pocus 就是那个表演魔术的人。
Hocus pocus, he does some magical trick.
他就说他这个表演魔术或者做这个什么时候他们就会说 hocus pocus, 然后就有这个好像这个表演魔术的时候就这么说。
And the term actually comes out of the Middle Ages.
但是你知道这个 hocus pocus 这个词呢是来自于中世纪。
Out of the Roman Catholic service.
是从罗马天主教会的敬拜里面来的。
Remember I told you, the people are just watching. They really are not involved at all.
你知道当时来到那个教堂的人呢，他们只是在看这个敬拜，他们一点都没有参与。
The priest would actually turn his back to the congregation.
然后呢，当时呢，这个神父呢，就是转过脸来背朝会众。
Take the elements.
然后他就拿着这些
Pray in Latin over them.
他就拿着这些圣这些物件啊什么的，然后呢就开始祷告，是用拉丁语祷告。
And when he held up the bread,
当他把这个饼这个面包举起来的时候，圣餐的饼举起来的时候
，he would say the Latin words for "This is my body."
他这个拉丁语说这是我的身体。
Hoc est corpus.
他那个这是我的身体的拉丁语就是 hocus corpus.
And in the Catholic teaching,
在那个天主教的教导里边
at that moment, the bread is turned into the body of Christ.
他们是天主教相信这个化质说，他当他这么说的时候，这个饼，这个面包呢，就转化成，变化成耶稣基督的身体。
And the laymen who don't understand what is happening,
但是这个平信徒，这些普通人都不明白这个拉丁语
turn the phrase into hocus pocus.
他们就其实他那个前面还有个词，他们就把这个词音又变了一遍 hocus pocus.
Now I'm not telling you that for the next time you go to a magic show.
我不是说下一次你去这个参加看那个魔术表演的时候。
I'm telling you that for this reason.
我告诉你这个原因就是。
Do you think there are moments in our worship
在我们敬拜的有些时刻
that people really don't know what it means and why we do it?
可能人们就不了解这样做的意义是什么，到底是什么意思。
Is there anything in our worship that you don't know what it means or why you do it?
在我们的敬拜中有没有是哪些时刻或哪些方面是你不了解这个意思是什么的。
Okay, you all understand it all. That's good.
你们大家都了解我们所做的。
I began to think about this when someone came to me after a service.
我之所以想到这点是有人在 敬拜之后来找我,
an unbeliever,
是一个不信主的人,
and they said, you all say a magic word during your service.
他说你们在敬拜的时候呢, 说一个好像很神奇的词,
you say, Amen.
你们都说, Amen.
Is that a magic word that makes God do what you ask for?
那是不是一个神奇的词语, 你就可以让神去做你们所求的呢?
And so I explained to the unbeliever what this word means, and why we say it. But I began to realize that it is possible that there are parts of our service that a person who comes in doesn't know what it means.
所以我觉得有可能就是来的人他对我们这个敬拜中的有些部分呢，他不了解是什么意思。如果我们不去教他们、教导他们的话，
it really is kind of the equivalent of the Middle Ages hocus pocus.
这就有点等同于中世纪的那个 hocus pocus 这样。
I don't know what it means.
他们就不明白这是什么意思。
I think part of what we have to do and when we lead worship is to help people to understand this is what we do, this is why we do it.
所以呢，在我们带领敬拜的时候，我们让他们明白说，这是我们为什么我们要这样做，这个做的目的是什么。
To help worshipers know why we worship as we do.
就帮助敬拜的人真的是明白说我们为什么要这样做，这个意义是什么。
The worship in the Middle Ages, I told you that the rule of prayer is the rule of faith.
我上次讲过，在中世纪的敬拜，就是不是在中世纪的敬拜，而是说这个祷告的这个规则，就是信心的规则。That
is how we worship.
我们如何来敬拜
shapes what we believe.
就是真的它就塑造了我们如何来相信我们的信仰。
So put yourself in a church in the Middle Ages.
把你自己想象你在一个中世纪的教会。
Growing up in that worship all every Sunday.
就是你从小在那样的一个敬拜的方式里面长大。
What will it teach you to believe? What will you believe about God?
那会教导你关于那你对神的认知是什么呢？ 在那样的环境下长大，那会让你对神有什么样的认知呢？ 神是高高在上的。
God is high above. And I think, would you agree that one of the strengths of the worship in the Middle Ages is it shows the majesty of God?
那我觉得中世纪的它的一个长处就是它向我们展示了神的伟大，神的威严，对不对？
They understood that God must be honored and respected.
他们知道你必须要尊荣神，你要敬尊崇神。
I love to go in a cathedral in the Middle Ages.
我也喜欢去中世纪的那种大教堂。
And just sit and pray.
就坐在那里祷告。
Because there is this sense of great majesty.
在那里能感觉到那种神的伟大庄严。
Some churches I feel like I'm in a very comfortable funeral parlor.
有的时候在教会里面我感觉在一个很舒适的一个就是怎么说殡仪馆。
The decoration and the setting is kind of the same as you find in a nice funeral home.
然后呢，这些他们的这些装饰啊，都很像在那个殡仪馆里边的这种，都很让你很舒服、很安逸的装饰。
So I think there is a plus to what they did, and that is there is a great sense of God's majesty.
所以呢，他中世纪的敬拜里面，他没有做的让你感觉到对神的这个伟大庄严。But
if you went to that service every week,
但是如果你每个星期都去这样的敬拜，
you probably don't understand the words.
你也不明白他们在讲的什么。
You aren't a participant.
你并不是一个参与者。
What else will you learn to believe?
那你从这个里边，你对神，你学到了什么呢？ 你对神有什么认识呢？
God is not involved in our life.
就是我说是，神跟我们个人的生活是没有什么关联的。
That yes, he's high, he's majestic.
是的，神是高高在上的，神是威严的。
But he's really not very close to us.
但是跟我们却很遥远。
That sense in the earlier centuries that every one of us is involved in worship kind of gets lost.
在早期教会的时候呢，每个人都参与了敬拜， 那种亲近那种亲密感已经消失了。
He is there，
神是在那儿高高在上。
We are here，
我们在下边。
Anything else？
还有别的？神不是为每个人的。
For certain class，
OK，
神只是好像是某一类人某个阶层人的神。
There is very much, if this is what I'm, if I'm understanding right, there is very much a sense of there's the professional Christians.
好像他们的就是说有一个职业的专业的基督徒。
The priests.
比如神父。
The deacons.
然后那个执事。
In their sense of that word. Those who do the work.
就是那些来执行敬拜的，来做这个圣工的。
And then there's everyone else.
那剩下的就是别人了。
And so you get two levels of Christians.
所以呢，你就有两个不同类别、不同层级的基督徒。
And that affects a whole bunch of areas then of belief.
从这方面就会影响到他的别的关于信仰的方方面面。
These up here are supposed to be holy.
然后呢，在那上面的人，他们好像应该是圣洁的。
These down here doesn't matter so much.
然后你在下边，你就好像你怎么生活也无所谓。
These up here can talk to God。
在上边的这一类的人呢，这些专业的人是可以跟神
祷
告，可以跟神讲话。然后下边呢，只能通过神父才能跟来到神面前，才能跟神沟通。
I think the big cathedral is very expensive, right? I think that people is going to think healing is very expensive. We got to pay a lot of money to.
就是因为那个建这个大教堂要花好多钱，然后呢，可能人会想说，哎呀，天堂也要花好多钱。
There's two ways to look at the very expensive cathedral.
有两种方式来看待这个非常要花很贵重、要花很多钱建造的大教堂。
And one is a very practical, I'm going to say Chinese way of looking at it.
一种是一种非常实用的、实际的中国人的看东西的方式。Yes.
All this money.
这么多钱吧。
God is very expensive.
神是很昂贵的。
Ironically, it appears that at least my reading, most of the people then didn't read it, hear it, think of it that way.
但是有点反讽的是，其实我所读的啊，大多数人其实不是觉得这个很昂贵，这个很贵，很贵。
And I'm going to give the plus of how they thought about it, and then I'll come back to the minus.
然后我先讲他正，就是那个积极正面，再来讲这个负面的。
People sacrifice greatly to build those beautiful things.
因为人们要付很大的代价，花很多的钱，要牺牲很多来建造这个宏伟的大教堂。
And yet.Rarely do I read anything that indicates they felt that it was a disadvantage.
那我读的这个历史的这个书上的描述很少说，基本上没有读到说这个人觉得这是一个对他们是个损失，或者对他们来讲是一个很不利的情况。
It was an honor. It was a joy.
对他们来讲，能够去奉献、去建造这大教堂是一种荣誉，是他们的一个喜乐。
Going back to Exodus.
然后我们。回到这个出埃及记
where the cathedral is expensive and costly.
当然我们知道大教堂是很花很多钱的，很贵重的。
And it says the people were giving until Moses has to say, "Don't bring any more. We have too much."
出埃及记里面的大教堂相当于当时的账目，那老百姓就是百姓就给很多，直到最后给到什么程度呢？摩西得要阻止百姓来献礼物。
This morning, before I came down, I was reading in 2 Corinthians.
今天早上我来的时候，我在读《哥林多后书》。
And Paul is writing to them about how the Philippians and the people of Macedonia gave in the offering.
然后呢，保罗在写就是马其顿的人，就是那个马其顿区，就是腓立比的人，他们是怎么奉献的。
He says they counted it an honor to give beyond what they could afford.
他说他们就是觉得这是一个很大的一个荣誉，一个尊荣，能够给出来，其实是已经超过他们的能力。
So the plus side is.
所以这个正面的这个积极的一面就是。
There was a sense in which this is our gift to God.
他们有一种感觉说这是我们给神的礼物，献给神的。
There's also at least two dangers.
但是呢，同时呢，也有两个危险。
One is,
一个就是,
that it can begin to feel like I am buying my way to heaven.
一种就是说, 我好像是付钱, 我是买通了去上天堂的。
If I give enough,
如果我给的足够多,
I have a free ticket.
那我就能有一张免费的
that the beauty of that can replace their care and compassion for the needy.
然后呢，他们对这个大教堂就是这种宏伟壮观，就可以替代了他们对那个需要帮助的人的这种关怀。
If you give $10,000 to help feed the poor,
如果你给了一万块钱，就是给穷人食物。
A year from now, the money is gone.
过了一年呢，这个钱就没了。
The food is gone.
然后那个食物也都吃完了。
And no one remembers.
没有人记得你。
If you put that $10,000 to put a stained glass window in the church.
但如果你花一万块钱，你捐献在这个大教堂里边有一个彩绘玻璃。 那个窗户是你捐献的。
Your grandchildren can say.
你的孙子会说,
My grandpa gave that.
他那个彩绘玻璃是我爷爷花钱捐的。
So you see the temptation there.
所以你看到这个里边的这个试探吧, 这个诱惑。
So on all of these, what I'm wanting you to see is there are some pluses, there are some dangers.
所以在所有的敬拜中，我想看到他们有他们的益处，有他们的。 优点也有他们的长处，也有他们的短处。
Anything else from the Middle Ages?
还有什么关于这个中世纪的？
Anything else about what you see, either pluses or minuses?
The question that about the different Christians, that the more holy one and more ordinary, I think for Sharon's question, probably I was thinking even for attendance. People attending the church at that time, there could be also some people maybe excluded. Like the one who dressed up nicely can go to such a majestic place.
Okay.
And
yes.
For people who are not that formal,
yes.
Maybe they were not.
Okay.
In the current world, maybe, you know, it's great to honor God, to dress up for Sunday, but some people who didn't have those things feel didn't belong to a church. You know?
Okay,
so
yes.
That's what I think from that question.
Okay, good. Okay.
你就说因为那个大教堂很宏伟，那有的人呢，可能就是觉得说你要有一定的穿着，你才可以去那个大教堂，然后你要是 没有那个穿着，你可能是不能去那，可能是即使对参与的人，可能也有分成不同的，除了是那个刚才讲的专业的神职人员和一般的，也可能有区别。Yes,
even within.
即使在普通的会中，
Last in June when I was in Boston.
在波士顿的时候。
I visited Old North Church.
我去看了一个，是一个北方的一个传统的老教会。
And the boxes that people would buy or rent for a family.
他那个旁边有一个就是那个侧面的有那个专门的那个专座，专门的座位，那你是可以要付特别的钱可以坐在那。
The name of the owner would be on the box. They're the only ones that can sit there.
只有他们的那个谁能够坐在那儿的座位上有这个人的名字，只有他们可以坐在那。
And very much you can see a hierarchy. And then clear in the back upstairs are rows of benches for the people who can't afford to buy a box.
所以呢，就是有包厢，那在那后边的那个位置上，就是不能买包厢的人呢，就坐在那个后边。And
so if the owner of the box
所以呢，这个包厢里的人
is on vacation and not there that Sunday.
所以他那天如果他去度假，他不在的话
the box just sits empty.
所以那个包厢里边呢，就是没人坐嘛。
No one else can use it.
没有别人可以用。
Very much this hierarchy.
所以在他那个参与的人里面也有这种感觉。
Now, let me move to today.
让我来到今天。What
does the worship of the Middle Ages teach us? First of all, from the pluses. What
从他的这个长处，从来告诉我们，那他的这个教导我们什么呢？
Is there benefit for us having a sense of majesty?
就是在我们敬拜的时候，我们看到神的这个伟大全能，看到神的威严，是不是有益处呢？
A sense of awe.
就是对神的哇，这个敬畏，对神的惊叹，说神是谁。
What will, how do we do that?
那我们如何来做这个呢？
In our church, at least, in our building, it's going to be very difficult to put stained glass windows since there's no windows.
因为我们里面敬拜的地方没有窗户，所以我们也不可能放
窗户。Stained glass windows just looking out into the storage room is going to not have any great effect.
所以我们那个玻璃都是朝外的，在那个，所以看不到在敬拜的时候。
How do we create a sense of majesty?
我们如何有这样子一个神是庄严伟大的这种感受呢？就是在我们的敬拜当中 I think by our dress, you know, like the people.
Okay.
Yeah. 我就说一个是我们、
okay.
如果我们有像那种有没有彩绘玻璃，我觉得也可能是我们会众如果参与的，就是我们的穿着，如果我们穿得很随便的话，如果我们穿着是比较正式，表示我们是对他的一个尊重，这是我自己的感受。
With God first.
Okay.
And then
timely,
early. Okay. 暗示. Our beauty is very impressive to many first comers.
Okay.
Oh, we have a beauty.
Okay.
And we have cross on the stage.
Mm-hmm.
And we have cross in the entrance.
Okay.
Although not on the top.
Okay. All right.
就是有就是台上后边有十字架，前面有十字架。
One of the things I feel they understood that sometimes we have lost since then is a sense of the importance of beauty in our worship, whether it's the music, the building, seeing the beauty of God.
就是有的时候在我们的敬拜中，音乐或者是这个建筑，让看到神的这个壮美。
The other strengths that we can learn. Okay.
So we look at tradition.
Okay.
就是在中世纪的时候，他们有这种艺术上那种人看到神的美，那个壮美，神的对神的惊叹。但是现在呢，现在的世界呢是比较强调这个，好像说我们灵里面敬拜神，对神的这个敬畏和这个惊叹呢，让人感觉就比较消失了。
因为艺术的美。
艺术的美，对。
Teacher.
作为老师。
Often have talked to musicians.
我经常要跟别的音乐家一起谈论。
And this is even more of a problem for artists, although that's not been my contact.
对于艺术家，这是更大的，对他们来讲是个问题。
A feeling.
他们感觉。
They don't have a role in the Christian church.
这个艺术家觉得他们在现在的基督徒的世界里边，他们没有一个位置。
For me, it's usually been musicians who have said to play beautiful music.
对我来讲，作为音乐家来讲，我觉得要。
I'm excluded from many churches.
就是那个美好的这种音乐已经被很多教会已经不再被包括。
And I know some wonderful musicians.
我知道一些很棒的音乐家。
Who have walked away from church.
他们就离开教会。
Because they simply feel I have no place.
他们就觉得我在教会里完全没有位置。
And while part of me said, and while I have said to them,
然后当然我是对他们说
，You may have to make that sacrifice to be a part of worship.
也许你要在那方面做一些牺牲，这样你来参与敬拜。
Part of me says they shouldn't have to.
然后另外一方面呢，我又想说
，to contribute to the beauty of worship。
但是另外一方面，我又觉得他们不需要牺牲他们的这个，就是对这个音乐的这个爱好跟执着，因为他们的这个音乐才能，他们这个音乐可以贡献在敬拜里边，可以对敬拜有用。
And I think we fail as a church。
作为一个教会，我们
when we force them to make that choice。
当我们要迫使他们要在就是来做这样的选择，其实做教会这是教会的一个失败。
And I think part of it comes back to that mindset.
那就跟
the spiritual is here, the material is here, and never shall they meet.
然后就像刚才姐妹讲的，就是说，因为现在觉得哦，我们强调的是这个属灵的方面，这个艺术性呢，这都是属于物质方面的，那我们就不用考虑，所以这两个好像都没有办法融合在一起，没有办法相遇似的。
Again, if I go back to the Old Testament, to the tabernacle and then to the temple.
如果我们回到旧约的这个，不管是帐幕还是圣殿也好。
You look at the description of the tabernacle.
你看那个对那个帐幕的描绘。
much of it is, and I'm going to use this word cautiously, much of it is a waste.
你要仔细的看，你会觉得它很多的这个东西，让我们现在看就是个浪费。
And by that I mean,
我这个浪费，我的意思就是
it did not serve a practical function.
因为它没有一个实际的功用。
It was for the sake of beauty.
它只是为了这个美感，为了这个艺术，这个为了美来创造的。
I was sitting in a seminar.
我有时候坐在一个神学院里边。
And the leader, kind of the mindset that you're describing, that everything within the church has to be for a spiritual reason.
那这个领袖呢，他的整个心态呢，就是刚才讲的，好像每样东西都应该有属灵上的意思。
And so he was explaining in great detail the hidden meanings of every part of the temple furnishings and how it was spiritual.
所以呢，他就是对这个圣殿里的每一样的这些那个圣品每一样东西的描述呢，他都是有这个属灵意义的，就用很详细的在解释这个。
And I was sitting there becoming very uncomfortable.
然后我就坐在那儿，越听越不安逸。
Thinking, I really don't think these nomads roaming through the desert figured all of this out.
我就觉得从这个沙漠里面这些就是这些游牧民，他们想不了那么多。
And finally, to my great joy, someone braver than me raised their hand.
最后呢，我很高兴，终于有一个勇敢的人举手。
And said, "Do you think?" It might have just been because it was beautiful and God likes beauty.
你有没有想过说神这样之所以这样的造呢，是因为造出来的东西很美，神也很喜欢很美丽的东西。
I think we need to regain a value, the value of beauty in our worship.
我真的是希望我们能够重新的能够来评估，能够获得那种在我们敬拜中对那种美的这种。
What are some dangers, or is there anything else, let me not shut you off, is there anything else that from the plus side we gain from their worship?
就是我有读到很多人不少人见证，就是他们到中世纪的教堂里那种庄严那种宏伟，让他们感觉到神的伟大，这样是对他们是一个入门这样。
Not more
modern church. Modern church can use a movie theater or something. They never do.
Okay.
我就说不是去现在的教会，有些用戏剧院呢，但是他们去那个中世纪的教堂，有不少，我读到不少这样的见证。
What are dangers?
那危险之处在于什么呢？
What dangers from there are still a danger for us today?
那从他那个世纪的这个危险到我们现在，就当时的那种危险，就是这种中世纪大教堂的危险，到现在也可能是个危险，是什么呢？ They value the external.Than the, you know, the internal.
Okay.
就 like you said, the artistic side. 就是太注意外在的，而不是那个内在的。
Okay.
就变成一种表演。
Very much that can become a performance. How is that a danger for us?
那如果是中世纪的那个敬拜那个变成一种表演，那对我们来讲，现在的这个危险是什么呢？
The way that looked for them.
对他们来看。
Was a priest who does all of the service.
他们就看就是这个神父做了所有的这个程序，这个敬拜。
Sometimes a part of the service with his back turned to the congregation.
那他其中有一半的，有一很长一
半。They are watching him worship.
就他就是背对着这个会众，然后大家就看着他在那儿，就是执行那个敬拜程序。
In complicated choir music, that the only people who could possibly sing it were the trained musicians.
就是在那个诗班里边，他们乐团献诗的时候，唯一能唱的就是那些经过专业训练的人才能唱出来。
What does it look like for us, though? So, what does that? How did? How,Where are we in danger of doing that?
So we may say it's not really true. Kind of out of our daily life. It's tradition.
Okay. Not true in daily life.
Right.
所以这个敬拜好像对我们的日常生活是没有什么关联的，也是不真实的。
Okay.
就是会众没有参与，只是来了就走了。
Now, within our setting,
在我们的这个环境里面
is that still possible?
是不是还有可能呢？ It's like we come and like watch a show, then you leave.
Okay.
就像好像看一场表演，然后就走了。
So how do we avoid that?
我们如何来避免这样的危
险呢？ Because if we keep, if we lose the majesty they have,
如果我们失去了、丧失了他们的那种威、那个尊、那个庄严、那种美妙。
But we keep the loss of personal involvement. We kind of have the worst of both, right?
然后我们也没有个人的这个参与，那我们不是什么都没得到去？
So let me ask you as worshippers.
那我们作为一个敬拜者
，What makes you feel uninvolved?
是什么让你觉得你在敬拜中你跟你没有关联呢？
I feel when a preacher talking about the Bible is an empty word. It's a big word, like believe, trust, obey, that really kick out me from the environment. So, maybe I'm not, I didn't say the really, I think we just say, just teaching and using some, 100% correct statement is not related to daily life. It's really hard for me to follow.
Okay, all right. When preaching is not connected, related to daily life.
那当这个讲道跟每日的日常生活没有关联的时候，有的时候就不太能够。
Okay.
There is the worshipper don't have relationship, personal relationship to the co-worker team.
Okay.All right, there can be a separation. Okay. There again probably is a danger of kind of two levels of, you know, the leaders, the one writer I like says, calls them the upfronters and everyone else.
就是有的时候是分成两个层次，就是两组人，一种就是在好像在前面的在敬拜的，另外都是别的人。
And it is very easy, I think, for us to become observers.
很容易就变成一个旁观者，观察者。
Where we simply watch.
我们就是只是在看。
Let me just ask you. I won't report your answer. But how many of you would say 90% of the time or more you actively sing during the singing?
有多少人大概是90%，就是你大部分时候。
Don't worry, I'm not going to report your answer. 90% or more, you are a singer when we're singing.
就是你唱的时候真的是在你跟着。
Half of us, a little under half.
我们大概有一半或更多的。
Now, without, and again, this is to help me.
这是帮助我。
If you don't sing, or let me say this, when you don't sing.
当你不跟着一起唱的时候。
What are the two or three reasons, main reasons that you don't?
那你两到三个原因你不跟着唱的原因是什么
？Lyrics. Okay. All right. For an English speaker, it's because you don't.
讲英文的，因为你不懂这个中文的这个歌词。
All right. That's a valid reason. And
还有呢
？I don't know a fix for this, but in the Middle Ages.The people in the pews did not understand the lyrics. They were in.
在中世纪的时候呢，那些人他们因为唱的拉丁文，他们是不懂这个歌词。
All right, we're not going to sing if we can't understand it.
Probably we don't. Sometimes we don't know the song.
或者是你不了解这个歌词歌曲。
How many of you would say you know 90% of the songs? I just picked 90%.
多少人90%的歌词你都
How many of you know 90% of the songs?
多少人对你的歌曲都是90%你都知道
Okay, and
I mean, you know the song, you know the lyrics, but you don't know how to sing it.
Okay, yeah.
或者是你就是不知道怎么唱，你知道。
All right, so you might not know the lyrics, you might not know the song. It's hard to participate if you don't know it, right?
如果你不知道歌词很难唱。
Even sometimes I just don't want to sing. I just want to listen to the
word. 有的时候我就是只想听不想唱。
So you want to just be an observer.
所以你就是只想当一个旁观者。
Okay. Again, let me just ask, because it's easy to say some people, but we're the ones here. How many of you would say that you want a service where you can relax and just sort of...
多少人想要说, 我想要一个敬拜里面, 我在这个里面, 我可以放松, 我就可以看, 多少人?
What do you mean by relax?
Not to be terribly involved, but just be able to kind of sit and watch it.
就是说, 不是说, 哎呀, 非常的参与, 就是我坐在那儿就看,
In other words, okay, let me say it differently. Do you want to sing?
你想要唱吗?
Okay. Alright. If you want to sing and you don't sing.
如果你想要唱, 你但是你却没唱, 是不是有原因? 应该是这样的问题。
What keeps you, what makes it difficult to do that?
就你想唱但是却没有唱, 那到底是什么原因你没唱呢? 因为我周围的人都没唱。
The people surrounding you what?
They don't sing, so I...
因为我周围的人, 到我周围的人都没唱,
It's hard to sing if those near you aren't singing, right?
因为我想唱, 我也会唱, 但是我没唱的原因是因为我周围的人都没唱。
That's right. I think that's a very practical aspect. It's hard to be the only one singing because might not be a great singer. Or if you are, you don't want to do a solo.
因为周围的人都没唱，那我自己唱好像感觉不太安逸一样，不太舒服，因为好像你只有你一个人在做，不太合群一样，对吧？
So what would encourage more of our congregation to sing?
所以，什么可以更加的？
Some more familiar songs.
Okay.
Mixed with those new songs. Anyway,
All right.
I do see in small groups.
就是那个熟悉的歌跟一些新歌混合在一起。
The small group meetings, we usually have a soundboard, and we usually sing a little bit more familiar songs than the worship service.
Okay.
So that we'll encourage more people to participate.
This is actually a good group to discuss this because, and I know maybe some of you just don't feel comfortable to raise your hand and it's hard work, arm might be heavy, whatever. But when I ask, how many of you sing 90% of the time, it's less than half.
如果问多少人,就是大部分,90%的时候,你都跟着一起唱,所以有不到一半的人群。
When I say how many want to sing, it's more than half.
然后呢,我问你们多少人想唱,但是有超过一半的人。
So we have a group here,
所以我们有一群人,
some of us at least, who want to sing but we don't.
想唱,但是却没唱,
right?
对不对?
And I think that is very helpful if we can find out why.
我们如果能,
it probably you represent some others out there.
我们能够找到你们的原因可能就很有代表性。
Partly because of lyrics.
有的可能是因为,
and of course we have some, I won't call any names, who just want to come and laugh.
还有些人就是只是想来放松, 只是想听, 不想唱。
I'm not going to forget that. In fact, while I'm preaching, I'm going to be watching you. To relax.
讲到的时候看看是不是在听还是自己。
Pardon?
Didn't you say you weren't going to report anything?
No, I'm not going to report. I'm going to be watching. But I need someone to sit behind me, and if I nod to you, just tap him on the head. Any other reasons? Why do you want to sing, but don't?
Wait. Yeah.
Unfamiliar songs, others aren't singing?
Not familiar with the word and the tone, so maybe I sing the wrong. Not
about
the other people.
Okay.
Sure.
Not familiar? Okay. Let me ask you a question, and I this is a question I've had.
这是我问大家的问题，也是我自己有的问题。
If we sang,
如果我们唱,
and I really haven't thought this through, okay?
我还没有仔细地想这个问题。
But if one song a service, it's a little difficult to have both variety and familiarity when you only have one service a week, and you only have the three songs.
因为如果每个星期你只有三首歌，然后你要选这个熟悉的，又要选有这个就是多样性的，就很难。
But if one song each service,
如果在这个 敬拜的时候起码里面有一首歌。
Was a song that we sing at least once a month, or sing once a month.
起码我们是每个月唱一次。
So that over the course of a year, you sing that song 10 times.
所以在这一年中，你起码唱过十次。
Would that A help you to be more familiar?
是不是帮助你对那个更熟悉
？And encourage singing, or B be boring?
对你来讲会鼓励你唱，或者第二个呢是让你觉得很乏味。
How many of you would say it would help you because you'd be familiar and you could sing?
会不会帮助你，因为你你就更熟悉，然后
？Okay. How many of you that would be boring?
多少人会觉得那个对你来讲是觉得乏味
？Okay.Hey, can I pick on your answer? I'm glad you're the one who raised your hand. Because.
因为
She knows music.
因为她懂音乐。
I know music.
我也懂音乐。
And when I was music director in a church, I was very afraid that repeating things, it would become boring.
因为作为音乐指挥，那在教会里很怕，就是说不断的重复呢，会让大家觉得这个乏味。
Because you see, for the two of us,
因为对你懂音乐的人来讲
，We can read it.
我们一下看音乐，看了。
And by the second verse, if it's unfamiliar, by the second stanza, we'll know how it goes.
然后到
We're okay.
第二节的时候，即使我没有唱过这个歌，我也知道怎么走，所以怎么。
And I actually had to learn that most of my congregation had not gone to graduate school in music.
那我要一定要记住，就是。大部分的会众他们都是专业的，所以他们喜欢唱同样的歌，就是不止一次重复的唱。
And I think that's a place where we who lead worship often forget something that we need to remember.
那就是带领敬拜的人常常会忘掉。From worship.
觉得音乐这个是人类的第二语言。
Music is the second language of humans.
音乐当你想听的，你会不会词？你会不会唱？这都不重要，重要的是音乐能够改变人的心灵。
Yeah, okay.
这是最重要的。
The,
首先呢，我们对教堂要敬畏，
yeah.
必须有敬畏的心。
Yeah.
你没有敬畏心，就不要参与。你敬畏，你就忘了自己。
Yeah.
你会在那里充分的体验到人生应该是如何。
Okay.
Let's move off of music for the last 2 minutes.
最后两分钟。
And any other parts of the service where you want to be more engaged and it's hard to be?
有没有就是在这个崇拜的时候，你很想多参与，但是却没有办法？有没有这样的问题？就是 you want to participate more.
You want to participate,
yeah,
but it's hard to.
但是却没有办法。
我shy people.
Huh?
Some people who are shy.
Some people are shy. That makes it hard. Okay.
有些人可能是他比较内向，比较害羞，他可能。
I have wanted. Let me just address one area, and then I'm going to quit. We'll pick this up next week.
Yeah, 我们就在一个方面。
I think sometime I have wanted to, and maybe I will sometime preach on a Sunday morning.
我有想希望。
On how to listen to a sermon.
如何来？倾听一篇讲道。
Because I started going to church when I was 7 days old.
我一个星期大我就开始去教会了。
And I was in a church that had 3 services a week. Every one of them had a sermon.
然后呢，我是那时候一个主日参加3次聚会，然后每次聚会都有人讲道。
And so in 50.More than 50 years, almost 60 years, I have heard a few thousand sermons.
所以在我的这一到现在为止，我已经听了几千篇讲道了。
And I cannot remember more than half a dozen of them.
但是我却记不住超过一两达的讲道。
I can remember a couple because they were so bad that I walked away just absolutely. I'll never forget it.
因为有一两个我记得，因为很糟糕嘛，最后我就走出去了，所以我记得很清楚。
And I can remember a few because they were so good that I'll never forget.
然后还有几个特别好，那我也不会忘记。
But most of them I don't.
但是很多我都记不住了。
And I realized that part of it is because for much of my life I really didn't know how to listen to a sermon.
因为我生命的大部分时间，其实我是不知道如何听一篇讲道。
If I am not engaged with the sermon personally,
如果我自己不是用心在这个讲道里边参与
，probably just gonna pass me by.
那可能就是这样溜过去了。
And so I think I will address this another time.
所以我下一次再讲。
But I think one of the places it's easy for us to be unengaged.
有一个方面就是对我们就是不去参与的话，不去涉入的一个很重要的原因。
Is in the sermon.
就是在讲道的时候。
And I think there's two bits of responsibility there.
在有两个。责任，大家有两方都有。
One is,
有一种就是
it has to be preaching that is applies to us.
就是那个讲道是要对跟我们的生活跟我们的生命是相关联的。
When I taught in the college, I told the students over and over and over.
所以在大学教课的时候，我不断的告诉学生。
Nobody cares that you know Greek, Hebrew, and Aramaic.
没人在意你会什么希伯来文、亚兰文和这个希腊文。
So shut up about it.
所以别再讲了。
The Greek teacher disagreed with me.
但是那个希腊语的老师都。
How many of you care?
多少人你在意？
I'm glad you did that. So that's number one. It has to be practical.
第一个呢，这个讲员的信息是要有关联的。
But the second side of that.
但是另外一面呢，就是。
As a listener.
作为一个你在听的人。
I have to be asking this question.
我必须要问自己这个问题。
How does this sermon apply to the rest of these people around me?
这个讲到对我周围的人有什么影响呢？
Right?
是不是？
Wrong.
错的。
I have to be asking, how does this sermon apply to me?
这个讲到对我有什么应用在我对我有什么应用呢？不是应用在别
的。It's not fair to ask a trick question in the morning.
所以我早晨不应该问你们这个事吗？绕来绕去的问题，明白吗？
If I engage with,
如果我真的是用心，我也参与。
What does this sermon say to me?
那这个讲道对我说了什么？对我个人说了什么？
A while back, I was at a sermon service.
我有一次参加一个敬拜。
Not here.
不是我们教会。先讲清楚。
With a excruciatingly bad sermon.
那是令人痛苦非常糟糕的一个讲道。
As soon as he started, I knew this is going to hurt.
我一听到他讲道，我完了，这肯定是。
Because he read his scripture.
因为他开始读他的经文。
And he began with something that has nothing to do with the scripture.
然后他就开始讲这东西跟这个经文完全没有任何关联。
And I knew that we were never going to get anywhere near the scripture.
所以我就知道他讲半天肯定跟这个经文都走不到那个经文。
And I knew it was going to last an hour.
然后我知道他会讲一个小时。
And all of a sudden,
突然之间
I said, okay,
我就说
I have to listen.
我一定要听。
What can you say to me?
那这个讲道可以对我说什么呢？
And I began to listen.
然后我就开始听。
So that the Lord could answer my prayer.
所以神可以回应我的祷告。
It was a bad sermon.
那是一个糟糕的讲道。
He is not a good preacher.
他不是一个好的讲员。
But,
但是
something he said,
但是他在其中讲了一些
it hit me.
确实对我有帮，让我领会到。
That's good, I can do that. I mean,
我说
Here.
我说，哎，他讲的这个，我可以留意，我可以在这方面。
And I walked away with God having said something to me.
所以我离开的时候，我就觉得神对我说了一些什么。
Through a sermon that otherwise all I would have done is sat there thinking why.
通过一个讲道，不然如果我要没有这样心态，我就会坐在那说，哎呀，天哪，我为什么要听这么一篇讲道呢
？So this morning.
所以今天早晨。
As the preacher begins.
当这个讲员开始的时候。
Say.
开始说的时候，神呐，你就说。
Even though I have to listen.
虽然我必须得听他的。
No matter how bad he is.
不管他多糟糕。
What can you teach me?
那你神呐，你可以教我什么呢
？And hopefully it will help.
希望对你们有帮助。
We'll continue this next week.
我们下个星期继续，我们来祷告。
God.
神呐。
Would you speak to us in our worship?
主啊，在我们敬拜的时候，求你对我们的心说话。
Don't let us be.Observers from the Middle Ages.
不是让我们做中世纪的那种旁观者。
Watching other people worship.
看别的人在敬拜。
But help us to engage ourselves in the worship.
让我们自己真的是进入到这个敬拜中。
In the singing.
在不管是歌唱
In the praying.
在祷告。
In the preaching.
在讲道。
That we will bring our offering of worship.
我们把我们敬拜的祭。
And that we will hear your voice.
我们会听到你的声音。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.